Blog Talk Radio.
Switches. I am Dorian Wallace, joined as always by my lovely giggling sister Raina Starr.
Hi, everybody. I'm sorry, the mute button just cracks me up every time.
I know. I've got to figure out. I wish they would just get fucking rid of. Oh, excuse me, get rid of it. You haven't done your disclaimer yet.
No, right. Give your shout out and I'll just play.
Yeah. All right. Jess, if you're listening, and you too, Steven, I love you guys. I'm going to send you a knuckle sandwich and a bag of chips. Love you guys.
Yay.
Yay.
Okay, so I'm going to do my shout out. Hello to all my fellow Stewies. I love you guys. So, okay. You are new to the show, welcome. Desperate House Witches is not a G, PG, or even an R-rated show. So is foul language and talk about bodily functions, things of a sexual nature disturb you. Please don't listen to this broadcast because that's all we do, okay? So peace out, y'all. And to our new listeners, welcome. We are very happy to have you. Stay around a while. Okay, so I've got a news flash. It's not really a flash. It's kind of like a, huh? Okay, so apparently some cop turned over a knife that's allegedly on O.J. Simpson's property, and now the cops are investigating it. The problem with that is he was acquitted. So even if that proves to be the murder weapon, they can't charge him again.
Well,
the law's a fascinating thing, is it not?
Yeah. Oh, God, yes. See, my thing is, I heard a little bit about this. My husband was reading something about it because I had just seen it in passing and I was like, oh, God, seriously? And I thought it was a recent event that they had recently dug it up. No, that's not the case. This motherfucker went in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Actually, it wasn't him. He was patrolling the area because they were shooting a film or they were filming in the area, which they do a lot in L.A. And the, outer lying areas of California, and a construction worker found it, and he handed it over to this guy who was patrolling the area and keeping the area safe. And instead of handing it over to his superior officer, like he should have fucking done, he kept it as a souvenir. The reason it's coming to light now is because he decided to call one of his friends up in the precinct. He had just recently retired after 22 years or something like that. And he turned around and asked the guy, hey, what was the case number on that Nicole Brown Simpson case? Because he wanted to have this knife framed with the case number on it.
Wow.
How fucking moronic is this guy?
Very.
Yes. I think he should go to jail for obstructing justice. I mean, I'm like kind of speechless at the level of stupidity that it would take.
Well,
the level of. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, wasn't it found well after the case? I mean, wasn't it even
at
the point that it was discovered? Yeah, so even at the point that it was discovered, the trial was over.
Exactly. Well, I think it had ended.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think at the point that he was acquitted, even if something came up the next, the way the judicial system works, if you've been acquitted, you can't recharge for the same thing again. It's a very odd, find it very strange because, you know, you have these cases where people go to jail who are perfectly innocent but get a shitty rap because of, you know, income or race or, you know, where you live or whatever it is. And, you know, it could take 30 years for DNA evidence because they didn't really have it so much back then in any kind of reliable source. Now, you know, you're freeing people very freaking slowly, I might add, who the DNA evidence is exonerating. And it's a really horrible, you know, if you have money, you can get off. If you don't have money, you can't. It's fucking crazy. And the fact that, you know, this is still a thing. And also I would think, you know, because there's a TV show, I forget the name. I think it's on network TV. They're doing a whole thing about this case on TV. I don't know if the season started yet, but there's been a lot of hoopla. And it just seems like all of a sudden, oh, let's just dig this all up and rehash it again. It's like, can the family please get some peace?
Well, the only thing, first of all, no, her father wants to see the murderer go to jail. The problem is I'm not a conspiracy theorist, don't get me wrong, but the evidence is actually leading to OJ's son, Jason. So there could actually a conviction in this if Jason's DNA shows up, if they follow through with it like they should.
Wow.
And look at him, look at his DNA. I think his DNA would be on it.
I didn't even know about the son. I didn't even know there was a suspicion. But, okay, so here's my thing. So, okay, I'm a famous person, and my child kills somebody. Why am I hiding in a Bronco, crawling down whichever interstate it was in California? I mean, I don't get it. I mean, wouldn't you just, take your kid and send him overseas immediately? I mean, he's fucking O.J. Simpson. It's not like he can't afford to, you know, back then, it's not like he couldn't afford to do something that would have made more sense. I don't know.
The whole thing was weird. I mean, because at that point, that was 1994. That was actually, I think, a week or 2 weeks before we went to Scotland. And I watched that live on TV, you know, because being from California, it's like you're used to car chases. They interrupt every show. I mean, there's like a car chase like every couple of hours, every couple of days, something like that. You know, it's ridiculous. It's like, seriously, that was the original reality TV was car chases in California. It was ridiculous, you know, but it was the slowest, weirdest freaking car chase. And for like a couple of hours, we didn't know who it was. And it was like, why are they going so slow? And then I think AJ had a cell phone at that point and was on the phone with police and, you know, saying that OJ just wanted to go home. He just wanted to go home. And it was like, the fuck is going on?
Wow.
It was like, OJ Simpson, what? Why is he running? What did he do? You know, because at that point we were still, you know, He was a football star. He was immersed in the Naked Gun movies. He was, you know, I thought he was great. You know, the Hertz commercials, too. You know, with him jumping over
shit. I remember.
It's like, he broke my heart. I was like, what the hell is going on? it was weird. It's so weird. It's a weird situation, you know. But see, that's what happens when you get involved with the fucking Kardashians. You know, because, well, he was friends with, that's why the Kardashians became famous, because OJ was friends with, oh, God, what was the father's name? Robert Kardashian?
Yeah. And Kris Jenner was actually one of Nicole's close. I know.
I still think Khloe is OJ's kid.
Really?
Yeah, I'm in that camp. Huh?
I think she looks like the rest of her siblings.
I don't know. She's taller. She's thicker. I mean, not that that's a bad thing. She's a beautiful girl. She really is a beautiful girl. But if you look at OJ's kids with Nicole, you know, they look like siblings. They look like they could be related. You know?
I guess. I don't know.
I don't reach
that far into it, to be honest with you. Okay. So I've got another community announcement. Okay, so anybody who's local in North Carolina heard about the threat against the school, where it was threatened that the school was going to be blown up today, or everyone was going to get shot on Monday. Now, here's the thing about all that. When you level a threat like that and you give very specific information, 9 out of 10 times it is not really a threat but a child wanting to get out of classes. And this was my theory last night. Well, sure enough, today it comes out that Porter Ridge scare, the high school. Yeah, okay. So a 17-year-old kid has been charged with making false reports concerning mass violence on school property. I'm like, yeah, the cops will find out. Don't be an asshole, okay?
Here you go. Here's a lot of school days off for you, fucker.
Pretty much. Oh, and he wrote threats on a bathroom wall, apparently. Another kid. A 14-year-old did that.
Wow.
Kids don't like school. Yeah, I know. See, here's the thing. Kids basically don't fucking like school. And I remember not liking... I hated school until I got to college. College I enjoyed because people actually treated you like a human as opposed to treating you like a little child. So I actually enjoyed the shit out of college, even though I had initially, I wound up going to a rather expensive community, local college, and then I went to university, which was okay. Anyway, but it's just, you know, anything from between middle school and friggin' high school, you gotta watch these threats, and you've gotta see the signs of what's a real target as opposed to what's some kid trying to get out of classes. And the kid wanted to get out of classes, and it fucking worked until today. So you scared the piss out of your classmates, and then you are now dealing with the cops, and this is serious enough, and you're of an age where Yeah, okay. You've got a record, asshole. Not
mm-hmm.
smart. Just fucking yeah. not smart. It's amazing. Oh, and another service announcement. Sis and I were just having this discussion about somebody I'm friends with, and it was about drug testing. And while, if I may, sis, my sister and I
yeah,
believe
absolutely.
That the individual's rights are the individual's rights, and wouldn't it be lovely if we're not there yet in every state. And even in states where it's legal, your employer still has the option to test you and say get out. You can't be prosecuted where it's legal, but you can still lose your job. So for all of our friends who indulge heavily, body longer than a couple of months, if you are a heavy use person, and when I say heavy use, I'm talking about pretty much every single day, and of course, most of the time on the weekends. And I had to explain this to someone, an associate today, because the associate, or friend, I should say, had a test and it didn't go so well, even though they hadn't done anything in a couple of months. It stores in your fat cells. So make really sure, if you have such a situation about to happen, that you take whatever that stuff is that they tell you to take, the drinks that are available. Please clean yourself out before you try
yeah.
to do one of these tests, because you could wind up, even though you're perfectly functioning at your day life, some people may not agree that that's okay, even in your off time. And Sis made a really good point earlier. She said, your free time isn't being paid for. That's supposed to be
mm-hmm.
your free time. And I totally concur with that. But the law is still the law, so hold on to your shit as long as you can, because you don't want to lose gainful employment based on one stupid test. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah. I'll elaborate a little bit more. I'm sorry, but it's none of their business. You know, as long as you are doing your job, as long as it, and, you know, I got to say, don't go to your job fucked up. Don't use on the job. Mm. Don't use before. None of that shit. You know, but your free time is your fucking free time. And unless they are writing you, you know, a paycheck for that, I don't believe
mm-hmm.
they should have any say so. You know, it,
I agree.
It's like, you know, I'm going to come out. I indulge
no.
every once in a while if it's available, you know, as far as the green stuff goes. You know, it's nice. It mellows you out. It is fun. It's safer than alcohol, you know, which I have a little bit of whiskey right now because I have the house to myself tonight. Whee! So anyway, have fun, be responsible. But, you know, I don't know. I think personally, I think that law should be changed. I don't think. You know, unless you get into an accident on the job, unless you are a hazard, you know, then I think the employer has rights. Because, yes, you are working for them. They are paying you to do a job. And if you're fucked up on
mm-hmm.
the job and they know you're fucked up on the job, then yes. If you are visibly fucked up, they should have the right to drug test you. But random drug testing and all that bullshit needs to stop. You know?
I agree with all that.
I don't agree with it. I don't agree with
everything
it.
She just said. I agree with everything she just said. What she said, I said.
we actually, we have a friend on the line.
Yay.
You want to chat with Miss Janie for a few minutes?
Hell no. Yes, of course I do.
You're so mean. don't cross
joking.
Miss Janie.
No, honey, I know that.
All right, let me bring her.
Hello.
On. Hey, Mama. Hi.
Hey, you.
Hi. I just want to talk to you, Dorian. I don't want to talk to Raina.
I knew it. Ha. I am now the favorite. Ha ha.
How are you, girls? I miss you.
I miss you too. When you come to visit, yeah,
I really
want
to try to get as soon as I get my life together. You know my life, so as soon as I get it together, I'm up here. No, actually, you know, I shouldn't complain. Everything's been really, really good. So,
yeah. Well, good.
Get myself involved in projects and just doing a lot right now, but all good stuff. So.
What are you involved in? I want to know.
Well, besides my regular stuff, my readings and, you know, the stuff that I do with my art and everything, I'm actually trying. I just became an S Corporation.
Yay!
Nice.
Oh, congratulations.
So, thank you. I'm waiting for the paperwork on that. And I'm going to start getting into promoting and hopefully running some wellness and psychic fairs and events in my area.
Awesome.
So, you know, that's kind of what I have on board. And, you know, me, I'm listing everything and just trying to find out all the information and hopefully getting something together by the end of the summer.
Nice.
And, you know, and then try to do little fairs and stuff, well, you know, here and there, and just start getting into promoting it and all that other stuff. So, got a lot on my plate.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Well,
you got a lot going on, girl.
You know, we have friends at the local Pagan Pride Day here down here. You should come down to North Carolina for the weekend.
When is that?
With me. It's in September.
When is that?
Ooh. Yeah, I would have to find out the exact day, but it's like before October and you know, after, like toward the end of summer. You
mm-hmm.
know, I can get you some information.
Yeah.
We would love
know.
To see you.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
You girls, so definitely. Mm-hmm. That might actually be doable. I got to see when in September it is, and we'll take it from there. So when you get the info, definitely swing it by and let me know.
Absolutely.
Cool.
But
cool.
I was chomping at the bit when you guys were talking about OJ, because don't even get me started. But
start.
I'm just going to throw a little tidbit at you that I found very interesting, okay?
Okay.
Do you know that movie, The Terminator?
Yeah.
You
familiar with that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay. Well, the part of The Terminator was originally they were going to ask O.J. Simpson had actually tried out for that part. And the reason why he didn't get the part is because the casting agents felt that America could never view him as a murderer.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the
I
truth.
Did not know that.
That.
Yeah. Me neither.
That's the reason that wasn't believable as somebody who was capable of doing that, of you know, hurting people and everything. So I thought that was pretty funny.
That's
really
weird.
Oh, my God. How ironic is that?
Right?
Yeah, very.
crazy. But, you know, the reality is, you know, people, they want to believe what they want to believe. You know, people didn't want to believe that he was guilty, but they never found the killer. So that tells you right there, that's because the killer was OJ. I feel, you know, I definitely feel 100% that he was guilty. But, I mean, it's just, it's crazy. Now I heard that he is still in jail right now because of they brought that other suit against him, Goldman's.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so he's still doing time now, but now I heard that he has brain cancer.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard he was actually in jail because he got caught trying to steal back his own from a collector who had a bunch of his things.
Yeah, you're right.
They did bring I think a civil lawsuit against him.
Mm-hmm.
And they did win that.
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I feel so bad for their families, but I've read, and I'll have to do some research, and I'll send it to you guys. But I've heard that it was his son Jason who actually committed the murder, and the way that it was, you know, they laid it out. It was like, oh shit, yeah, he totally could have done it and probably did, you know. And nobody has even blinked an eye at him.
Well,
so that was my theory with this knife being found. If they do DNA test it and it possibly comes up with Jason's DNA, you know. I don't know. I mean, that could be a whole other chapter. We're never going to get rid of this story.
No, but I just can't come to terms with the fact that, you know, his blood, Nicole's blood, and Ron's blood were all found inside his truck on the rug.
Yeah.
You know, the footprint, certain kind of shoe, I forgot, it was like some designer.
It was an Italian designer. It was like, started with an A, I think.
Yeah, Aldo something. I don't know. I think it was.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I don't know. But there was so much evidence against him, and I really just feel like he just got off because of, I don't want to say technicalities, but just luck in his corner. And honestly, that's what it burns down to, I think. But.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Joey in the chat room just said it was Bruno Mali shoes.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I remember that now.
Yeah.
Very expensive shoes. But, you know, how old was this kid when this happened, though? I mean,
he was like in his 20s.
Oh, was he? I can't keep up. Everybody's got like so many kids from so many different marriages. Well, I know. I mean, it's true. I mean, because when you have famous people, you know, relationships, not always so workable. Being one who has been multiple times married, I can definitely say that, you sometimes need a scorecard with folks because a lot of activity. Just saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the chest of fuck ups.
So what?
I don't know. The chest of fuck ups. I have no idea.
Oh,
it's like a fucked up chess game. You know, this one slept with this one, but also slept with that one because they were sleeping with each other and that one was sleeping with that. I don't, like, you know, I blame the Kardashians. They're fucking evil. They are.
That's cool. Blame the Kardashians.
Yes.
Wow.
Exactly. I don't care. Come at me, Kim. Come at me, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Well, there was so much there was a lot of controversy with them too. You had brought up that Chloe was, they were questioning and saying that she might possibly be OJ's daughter, right?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Because she does look different than the rest of them, I do have to say, but not looks different. She looks like them, but just her stature. She's very tall, and her body type is different. But
yeah,
you know,
athletic.
What does that really mean? You know.
Exactly. I mean, it's Chris Jenner Kardashian, whatever. And, you know, and I got to say at this point, I am all for, I'm going to publicly announce this. I am all for transgender rights. I am all, I love you guys. Love you guys. But Caitlyn Jenner, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck Ted Cruz. Fuck that shit. He came out today saying that, you know, he was a transgender for, you know, the evangelical who hates him. I don't understand that. I don't understand that. Janie, talk me down.
I just think it's hilarious that Caitlyn Jenner showed up at an event where his daughter Kendall was, and they both had the same dress on.
Oh my God. Right?
I mean, they were
awful dresses.
They were horrible. But I got such a kick out of that. I was like, oh, that's crazy. That is crazy.
Yeah.
But
I guess Kanye got his inspiration from Sweeney Todd, you know?
Well, you know, that's another thing, too. I don't know.
Wow.
I heard that Kanye and Kim are on the rocks now, too. Is that true?
I have no idea.
No.
I do
even
not
if
keep
it
up
were
with
true, even if it were true, they can't afford that kind of nonsense because they have built their brand pretty much on their marriage now. Which don't do that, kids. Don't ever build your brand on a marriage. That is the biggest mistake people make. Because once that shit goes to hell, and eventually, well, no, I shouldn't say that. There are some cases. There are some exceptions. They are few and far between. Just listen to Auntie Raina. Let me tell you, don't ever hook up your shit like that to your spouse because they will take you with them. It is not cool. Some bad things have happened. I'm just going to say it like that. So, anyway.
crazy
that old voice of experience rears its ugly head. What can I tell you?
Unbelievable.
Don't do it, kids. Anyway, before Miss Danny forgets to mention it herself, I will mention it, or I will make her talk about it. Miss Janie, talk about your show, m'lady.
My show, well, I have two of them, but I'm actually probably going to pass, I'm trying to pass my show, the Mystical Caboodle, over to the other host that I've been doing the show with because I actually have another show on Wednesday night. A blog talk called Unveiling the Infinite.
It's
fairly, I started it, I think in August we had started it. And, you know, Mystical Caboodle, it's going to be 2 years in April, and I've gone through a lot of changes with that show from the beginning. You know, people coming in and kind of going out. I just in my gut kind of said to myself, I think it's done now, you know what I mean? And I'm okay with that because I really have a lot of good shows. You know, everything's in archives. And I'm okay with it, like I said. So I offered the other host the option of continuing on and getting somebody else to co-host it with her. So she's thinking about it. And if not, you know, chapter closed, you know.
I apologize. I had
no idea. I'm really cool with it. You know what I mean? I'm good with it. I'm happy with it. I'm happy what I did. I'm happy with the information that got out there. So, you know, life goes on, you know, right?
Oh, yeah. Sure does.
You move forward and that's it.
Just means something better's down the road.
There you go.
No.
Sis and I often talk about the fact that we're very lucky because when you work with a relative, you know, half the time she wants to kill me, and I don't blame her because she has every right to. But she's my, well, you know what I mean. But she's my sister, and it's like, that's like the only partnership I can deal with, like on an every week basis is my own sister. And it's rough. I appreciate how rough it is, You know, we had a lot of trial and error with our show, especially in the beginning. stories. We've had some interesting guests to a point where it was like, sis. I mean, honestly, it has happened where I said it, like, just get it over with.
Get them off the air. That's only happened twice, though. We have been very fortunate that it's only happened twice, and they have never been back on. I'm still friends with one of them. I adore him. But, yeah, it's like, okay. A, if I have to ask you more than twice, if you still want to come on, that is a new rule. I will not ask you again. You know, some people, I will ask them once if they're snotty to me. Like I had actually a fairly famous author in the beginning, and this person asked me my numbers. And I was like, we were still brand new, you know, but I had been friends with him for a long time. And he was like, okay, well, you know, maybe when you get bigger. And it's like, okay, you know what? No, you were going to have to beg me.
That's a lot.
Yeah. No, not thank you.
Yeah, we thought so, too.
Wow. That's really nervy of somebody to do that.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, and I still like this person. You know, it was just kind of like, okay, all right, I can respect that, but I'm never going to ask you again. I will never ask you to be on the show again. Never.
Yeah, but as a friend and as somebody that you know, out of common respect for you, regardless of what the numbers are, that person should have just came on.
I agree. Right?
Yeah.
That was my point. It's like, you know this person. This person knows you. They should be willing to do you a solid and show up and help promote this new venture that we were starting. And, yeah, so this person obviously hasn't been on, more than likely will never be on, because, hey, where were you when we needed you?
You're right.
Yeah, I've known this person since MySpace. Yeah, that's how long it's been. So it was like, it was kind of like, hey, that's not nice. It's free promotion, at least. We won't keep you on that long. All right, never mind. Forget it.
I would have said, you want to know the numbers? The numbers are none of your business. That's what the numbers are.
Yeah, it's one. Yeah, it's one and it's in the middle of my hand.
Exactly. Wow.
I mean, this was at a point where we had been on the air probably less than 2 months.
Yeah.
That's how bloody new the show was. I mean, we were just really, and I give my sister a ton of credit. She dove in with both feet, man. Talked about it one night. It was an idea, and the next thing you know, boom, we had a radio show. we just celebrated 4 years on the air, and it's a long ass time.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta say, if my sister wants something to happen, I will make it happen if I can.
She does. She's amazing. She's like my bestest friend in the world. So
I love you.
I'm going to start crying. I got to stop. But I mean, because I'm very, very emotional about my family. I can't help it. But anyway, so it's definitely, it's a tough test. You know, we had some rough times, you know, with guests. We actually had a situation where the guest asked, and I'm not naming names. You'll have to search it in the archive. We had a guest that I had been asking this person to come on because they had just done a unique tarot deck that one like it I've never seen before. I've seen plenty of
things. Oh, it's not in the archives anymore.
Oh, it's not? Okay, then I'm safe.
No.
Fuck it.
I erased it.
You got to hear how bad this shit was. It was so bad, and it was going so poorly that the guest actually said, are we done here? And I said, don't let us keep you.
Oh, my God.
Go right
ahead. They were like, yeah, absolutely, bye, we'll talk to you later.
I don't even think we said that. I was like, yeah, don't let the door hit you in the ass. We're done.
Oh, God.
That was a fun
show.
Mm-hmm.
I became a dentist.
I know. She was drilling, man. She was drilling, pulling teeth. It was amazing. She was trying. By the end of it, they were talking about show tunes, and I'm just sitting and trying not to audibly laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was pissing myself.
Oh, just imagine.
No, it was insane. I was trying to get this person to talk about their products, what they were trying to sell, what they were bitching about for like a couple months. You know, hey, pass this around. Hey, can you share this? And, you know, and I was sharing stuff, and I was like, you know, when you come in on the show, we can promote this. Absolutely, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Got this person on the show, and it was fucking crickets. Like, oh, okay, so tell me about your tarot deck. Oh, yeah, it's cool, I made it. Crick, 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 crick. Yeah, it's what the hell? Dude, give me something. You know, and then we got on, I think it was
dance.
Like comic books and show tunes. And then he came to life. It was like, it was amazing. I was like, okay, maybe we should have talked about this. What the fuck?
Yeah, really. Or made a deck with show tunes as the theme, you know? Then maybe there would have been something to talk about.
Exactly.
Oh, it was incredible. I'd never seen anything like it in my life. Unfortunately, we've not had to go through that again. But, oh, my goodness,
exactly.
It was insane. It really was.
between that and a certain couple coming on, this and this has been erased in the archives as well, just going on and on and on and on and on about one of our favorite people. I'm not naming names, but you all know who I'm talking about. And it was
I know exactly who you're talking about. That one.
Yeah,
Exactly.
Oh. I'm like, I whatever. More power to that person. Be happy in your life.
Elsewhere.
I don't care. But we're not talking about you. We're not talking about you on our show. And it was you fucking kidding me, because that's all they were talking about. They have never been back on.
Wow.
Well, thank you. This person has their own promotions going on. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't it just amaze you, though? Like, you know, if you've been around long enough, like I have, because I'm not a spring chicken anymore, how, like, I can never understand how people could be so absorbed and so controlled by other people. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the whole Jim Jones thing and, you know, all those
things. Yeah.
But I got to be honest with you, from what I have seen over probably within the last 6 to 7 years, I'm so floored by how manipulated and how weak the majority of people are. And I know that sounds messed up, but very few will stand on their 2 feet and be like, hell no, this is not flying with me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And those
are
the ones that end up getting ostracized. But, you know, in my book, I will treat you the way you treat me, and if you disrespect me, or you jump the gun, or you accuse me of doing something I'm not doing, I will fight you tooth and nail. I do not give a shit about you. I will cut you off at the wrist and never mention your name again. And if it continues, I'll do what I need to do legally to keep my name out of your mouth. That's the way I am.
Yep. Yeah. I love it.
I don't need to be loved by all these people. You know what? I'm loved by people because I am the person I am. And I don't mean that in a conceited way. I mean that in I'm true to myself. So,
there you go.
You know,
yep.
That's fuck everything else, quite honestly. I can't, and I won't deal with it.
I must agree.
No, and I don't blame you.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I know.
Right there with
you. Here's the cult of personality problem, because I think what happens in our society, I'm talking about pagan society, there are very few interesting leaders as far as people who post a lot, people who are ever present. And when you have somebody who's ever present and constantly pushing themselves, and, you know, I give the person in question a lot of credit. Their name doesn't come out of my mouth, and my name doesn't come out of theirs. It's like there was always a distance there. This person just didn't appeal to me. But here's what happens when you have people who accept everybody that requests them as a Facebook friend. The problem is that a lot of the younger pagans look up to a person who's famous, and they don't understand that fame is a thing that cuts both ways. And you really should know about the person you're idolizing or following or encouraging other people to deal with, especially when there have been multiple accusations of, and I'm not talking about one accusation that was very well-known on TV, but I'm talking about multiple accusations in the community. So my thing is really be careful before you just latch on to somebody because they're well-known. I have, you know, we've had a lot of people try to come on board with us merely because we have a somewhat popular show. You know, and it's like, no, you do you. It's fine to be a fan. We talk to our fans. We're very responsive. And we love our fans to death. But research is everything. And research for yourself is the most important. A lot of people prefer, and it's this way in Christianity, people want someone to tell them because they don't want to do the work themselves. And we're not about that. We're about, I don't claim to be the best psychic in the world. I don't claim to be the best tarot reader in the world, because I know what I am and I know what I do, and the people who love me know what I do. That's enough. Go do you. You learn. If you think something I said is full of shit, that's fine. Check it out. Go research it. The first thing I will tell anybody is I don't know shit about shit. I'm just here so that people know that we're normal like everybody else. There is no Hollywood reality in what we do. It's all bullshit. We're just normal folks who worship differently. That's it. That is it, okay? I can't get monkeys to fly out of your ex-boyfriend's ass necessarily. I mean, there's a limit. Come back to reality. It is what it is, you know?
Right.
If you want separation from somebody, you do the spell and make the separation happen. Now, if you want something from my sister's shop to aid that along, Cobalt Ravens and the Civil Notions, just throwing in a little plug, and that's fine. Magical.
Thank you.
I said magical. Yeah, cool.
Well, I thought you said
and
mystical.
I thought I said magical. Sorry.
That's
it's
okay.
Magical Notions. Anyway, now that I've said the name three times, that's a good plug. But
yay!
Seriously, I mean, but for to have to go to somebody and, oh, what should I, you know, this happened to me, make something happen in kind, and some
yeah.
other person
dance,
says,
monkey dance.
Yeah. Yeah, basically, somebody else says, oh, I'll make sure this and that happens. You ain't making sure of shit, motherfucker. I'm going to tell you right now, all we get, and this is my opinion about the craft. I worship the old gods, to use a Game of Thrones term, which people actually seem to understand. I petition them for whatever it is I need, and if they say yes, then it's yes, and if they say no, then it's fucking no. But
right.
you have to present your case. You know, I present my case to the gods as though they are judge and jury, and this is what it is. And that is how I do it.
Mm-hmm.
All I can do is ask. They make the decision.
Right.
You know? So
I hear you.
People,
I agree.
People get full of themselves, and, you know, and when you find people who want to follow that, that kind of scares me. It's a very lemming slash messiah complex kind of situation. There's nothing
mm-hmm.
another witch can do that you can't do yourself with study and practice.
Yeah.
That's it.
Great.
That's it.
I agree 100%.
It's
yeah.
just some people don't deserve what they have because they refuse. People.
Well,
I'm just
going to
say that.
You know, some people don't care about who they're stepping on to get to. And believe me, I'm all for success, and I get it. Like,
yeah.
there's certain things you may not want to do, or there's things that you may want to do that you can't do because, you know, you just, it's not for your benefit. You know, so if you want to push yourself forward, I'm all for that, but...
Mm-hmm.
On the other side of the fence, like you can't, it can't be to the extent of where you're hurting so many others and you're basically living off their blood, sweat, and tears, you know? I just,
yep.
you have to have
yeah.
a problem
with that.
Way along the line, you know? And I'm not saying this for this particular person, I'm just saying this in general for anybody. Like,
oh, yeah.
you have to look at yourself in the mirror and say, okay, you know, can I live with this? Is this something
mm-hmm.
that is right, you know? So
I totally agree.
Yeah.
But that's my feeling about that situation.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
That is that.
I don't put that into the universe. I don't put
mm-hmm.
the name. I don't put any energy toward it. That's fine. Wish
mm-hmm.
that person well. Don't care.
No, I mean, that's the way I feel. You know, I mean, I've got a couple of enemies myself. And you know what? If they want to feel that way, that's their business to feel that way. Just know that you don't have to really worry about it because there's no way I'm going to cross your path anymore because I don't want to. You know what I mean?
Yep, absolutely.
I just, do what I have to do. When I go to bed at night, I lay my head down on the pillow and I sleep well. So, you know, that's the way I look at it. No,
that's
the way I look at it.
Because it's, seriously, the opinion, I will put it this way. Anybody who wants to act like a queen should not, you know, meddle with the peasants.
Mm-hmm. Very
you know,
true.
You want to act like a queen? Fine. Why are you rolling around in the mud with the fucking peasants?
Mm-hmm.
As you deem them. You know,
correct.
You ain't no queen. You are not no queen.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a phone call tomorrow, I can tell.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. No. Nah.
Well, that's true. I'm not getting the fucking call. You are.
No, I know. I know. This person has my phone number, and I have gotten phone calls screaming at me because I didn't want to deal with the drama. It's like, seriously? What the fuck are you doing calling me? You know? I'm like, no. You want to act like royalty? Act like fucking royalty. No. I am not part of your court, sweetheart. I don't think so.
Well,
but thank you anyway.
I would think that
I am queen of my own fucking kingdom.
Well,
bye,
there you
Felicia.
Go. You don't have to be in anybody's court. If you all you need to do is be respected by the people that you involve yourself with. Have the same respect for them that they have for you.
Exactly.
And that's it, you know. Nobody, like I've always said, like nobody, especially me, forget. I got balls of a lion. I honestly.
Hello. I know that's right.
Really, like, you know, you're barking up the wrong fucking tree. I don't need to worry about being in the loop. You know, as far as I'm concerned,
yeah.
I am the fucking loop. I'm the loop.
There you go.
So I don't really care.
I'm pissing myself. Oh, my God.
What is it? Is it the year? I don't know. What is it?
I don't know.
See, this is
the
year. This is the total. Exactly. And the shedding of the bullshit.
Uh-huh.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Fall away. That's it.
Yep. Oh, my goodness. My sister is cracking me the fuck up. Now.
See, I told you I would not have any whiskey until I was on air. I have had some whiskey.
I can tell.
Yes.
Okay, you enjoy. Just don't drift.
The tongue is getting looser. So, yeah, speaking of which, we better end the show. I extended just in case we went over, but, you know, because the conversation is good. I like
it.
Yeah. Oh, it's a great conversation.
Thank you so much for having me up, girl.
I'm so glad you
came on. I love
you. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, I
love
you too. I love both of you. I really do. I
love you, sweetheart.
I am so glad that we got the chance to meet. Honestly, in person, because that was that's like one of my greatest memories. I mean, you guys were so just warm and welcoming, and I didn't want that night to end, but
we were having a blast.
We have to.
Oh my God.
This is why I'm saying I am going to send you the information
on
Pagan Pride Day in September, and you are more than welcome to stay with me.
Oh,
I have an extra room. You can stay in my office. I have a nice, comfortable blow-up bed.
Woo-hoo.
You can stay with me.
Woo-hoo.
We can head to the thing and do your thing. And
it's going to be fun, Mama.
Yay.
It's going to be lots of fun.
Wow,
that'd
be awesome. This is a must-do.
Yeah.
It's usually, like the last Saturday of September?
It's usually like around the 19th. That's the date that always sticks in my head.
That's cool.
Yeah, but it's awesome.
I usually go away the beginning of September. I go to the shore, you know me, with the water. I got to get there.
Yeah, I know.
To do the family thing. And then, but the 19th sounds good, and I really just want to take these, kind of little mini trips here and there when I can. You guys, still, if you want to come up, you're more than welcome to crash here. You know,
I'd love that.
The Witchcraft Expo, July 9th, up here, down in the city.
Mm.
So,
nice.
You know,
that in mind.
I'm actually coming up to New Jersey. I'm part of the Esposito clan up there. I'm coming up for the 4th of July to stay with a cousin. May be good timing. I may be able to take a side trip. I will have the boys with me.
That's fine.
I mean, all three of them, my husband and my two sons.
Well, you know what?
Yeah,
that
would be fun.
I got a small place, but I'm Italian. We make the room.
There you go. I don't mind a floor, baby. I do not mind a floor.
Oh, no. It wouldn't be a floor. You would have your own room. You got to squeeze in together.
Even if it's just a day trip, even just to, have lunch or dinner or something, we're willing to make the trip. So,
Yeah, I would love that.
That would be awesome. Yay.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to get you up here too, Raina. Miss Raina.
I know. Yeah, I know. I know. I know. I'm so fucking locked in at work, though. It's really difficult for me to get away. But
yeah. See, I should kidnap you anyway.
I know. I need to go home and see everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Things are very interesting at work this year. Some things may be moving around a little bit. I have to see how it goes. There's people talking in my ear and people making phone calls and things. So see what happens. Oh, no, good things. Potential good things. I'm going to have to talk to you offline about that, Miss Janny, as
Absolutely.
It happens.
You got my number, baby. Just give me a call.
I do. I love you. I miss your face.
Hello?
Still there?
I'm still here. It went really quiet. I couldn't hear anybody.
I'm on my cell phone, so I don't know. Something wonky going on here. Yeah. So, you know.
You're fine. It's us. My sister needs to finish her whiskey.
No, I finished that glass. I'm starting on another after the show. Because I know that's kind of my limit to be able to speak to humans.
Oh, it's much. Well, my beauties, I love you both very dearly. And
we love you.
Raina, give me a call.
We love you so much.
I will, Mama.
I do. You're like my sisters. You're my southern sisters.
Southern sisters.
Actually,
we love you.
Yeah.
I love you too. All right, girls. I'll talk to you soon.
All right,
bye,
honey.
Bye, sweetheart. We love you.
Good night. Love you too.
Good night.
Oh, my Janny. Oh, my goodness.
I love Miss Janny. I'm so glad she called in.
I miss her so much. I know. I miss her very much. I really do.
That was so much more fun than talking about politics. I love you, Taliesin. we will be talking about politics next week. But, yeah, oh, God. I'm just so fucking burnt out on it. I really am. And that was pleasant. That was nice. That was nice to talk to a friend. You know, not that Taliesin's not our friend, but not talking about Donald Trump.
Let's wrap it.
Okay. All right. We love you guys. We will see you next week with Taliesin.
With Taliesin.
Yay. And we got some exciting guests coming up in the next couple months, so keep your eyes out. Yes. Go. We will have new blog posts. What are you giggling at me for?
Because you said keep your eyes out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I did. Keep your ears out. There you go. Keep your ears out.
Keep your eyes open. Keep your ears open and your eyes open.
Yeah. Keep your ears open for the next show. Keep your eyes open on Sunday when we have new posts for my lovely sister. And Miss Danette Wilson, please
Absolutely.
Go visit our sponsor, The Angry Cauldron. You're welcome.
Yes, thank you. That's awesome.
Yay. And we will talk to y'all next week. I love you too, Mama.
All right,
baby.
Bright blessings,
everybody.
Tomorrow. Night.
All right. Night.